For Game Day Live, I'm Meredith Gorman, joined by David Andrews. David, how's the week been?
It's been a good week. You know, we've had three good practices, I feel like. Ended up today on a good note. So coming tomorrow morning, finish up the game plan and make sure it's all perfected how we want it.
Now, five of you guys went wire to wire last season and then into the first two games of this season. But when one guy goes in, another guy comes out, how does that affect the chemistry of the line?
You know, we've got a great group of guys, and, you know, fortunately, everyone on the line, you know, has pretty much been there since last year. So it's not, you know, a new face or anything like that. And, you know, everyone works hard. We work at, you know, rotating guys in and out. So, you know, it's not a big change for us. You know, we just have to be dependable and know that we're going to do our job.
And this week, Coach Belichick sung the praises of a guy like Luke Kuechly. When you're out there, how cognizant are you of where he is at all times?
Yeah, you know, they've got a great defensive front. Luke, you know, obviously the middle linebacker leader of that team. I mean, he's a special player, fast, you know, he's physical, makes a lot of tackles. That's pretty much all their linebackers. They all can fly run to the ball. So you always want to know where those guys are, you know, and that way, you know, get as much advantage as you can on them. And, you know, that's kind of the first step, knowing where they are, who they are. And then from there, you just got to go out there and block them.
All right, well, good luck on Sunday. Thanks, David.
Thank you.
Now, the Panthers' defense will certainly present their fair share of problems for the Patriots' O-line, but, of course, the most important thing for them to do is limit the number of hits on Tom Brady. Now, Brady said this week he's feeling better than ever before, but the stats don't lie. In the past decade, Brady's never been hit more through the first three games of the season than he has this year. So we'll have to see how things pan out on Sunday. For Game Day Live, I'm Meredith Gorman.